Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We are live voices of Dentistry 2023, Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm joined by my trusty partner, Randy Huska.
Hey, what's up?
Man. Good to get back in the podcasting.
It's been a while.
Absolutely, it's been a while. All right, well, we'd be amiss if we didn't talk about our sponsor.
Absolutely.
From episode one, it's been Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. They got a growler station, amazing wine selection, and the best prices in all of Western South Dakota. So if you're ever visiting Mount Rushmore, please stop at Boyd's Wine and Spirits. Also, shout out to Tito's Vodka and El Diablo himself, Fireball. All right.
In the ice cold dispenser, and we got a customer.
We got a customer here for our Fireball. We're two bottles down.
No, two bottles? Oh yeah, that one's down.
Well, the other one's almost down.
There you go.
All right. Our guest here is Chris Duvall. She is a registered dental hygienist, and she's here to tell a story. Tell us about it.
Thank you. The story I want to tell is about how I became an architect of change in my dental practice. So 22 years ago, I started work for a dentist in Seattle named Brian McKay. And the first week I was there, he took me to lunch, and he said to me, "I want you to create a wellness program for us." And I thought, what planet are you on? Or what have you been smoking or drinking? How am I supposed to do that?
Right.
But what I realized was that change had to start with me. And as I started doing some research on how to start a wellness program, what I discovered was I hadn't been listening to the experts enough.
Right.
And that the protocols and the way we were treating our patients just wasn't good enough anymore. And so what I realized also is that the protocols that I was using had been far surpassed by the science, even 20 years ago, and their effectiveness. So I knew I had some work to do and to change the way I approached my patient care, because I realized I was just repairing the damage every time they came in because I was focused on calculus removal. And so I decided to develop a program that would, instead of repair the damage, would prepare them for a healthier tomorrow. So I started using lasers. I use ozone. I used oral bacteria testing, oral DNA. And I was in Chicago when Tom Neighbors launched oral DNA. And I just realized that that really fit into how I wanted to take care of patients, because it certainly wasn't working what I had been doing in the past. So,
tell me about how it, like, tell me how much different it is from learning what you did in hygiene school to where you are today. Like.
And when was this again?
Well, I started work for Brian in 2001.
Okay.
And so I think the big thing for me that helped me make this change was he said to me, "I'll give you continuing education, I'll give you the technology that you need, and I'll give you a personal coach." So that really sent me on.
You had free rein. You could go.
Well, sort of.
Oh.
I decided at that time I wanted to have a Florida probe. And so I went to him and asked him, and I thought that's the way it was going to be, that he'd just give me anything I wanted. So I went to him and I said, I'd like a Florida probe. And he said, you would now, huh? And he said, write me a persuasive paper about what it's going to do for the practice, what it's going to do for our patients, and will you promise to continue to use it and not decide one day you don't want to use it anymore because it's too hard and it'll gain dust in the back room.
That's the Coyce way.
So
yeah,
I wrote the paper, took it to him, and you know what his next question was for me? He said, do you want a raise or do you want a Florida probe?
Ooh.
I know the right answer to it.
I said, I want a Florida probe.
There you go, and he bought it for you.
He did, and he says, you'll also get a raise. So I got both things by putting the things that were important in the right perspective and doing the right thing at the right time for patients. So,
you know, I use that as I use something similar in how I hire associates, and I will ask them, would you want a $10,000 signing bonus or would you like $10,000 worth of continuing education in the first 2 years?
You're smart.
You know, well, I mean, it's just the Coyce way. Like, you know, like I do the same thing that he does, but it's a Coyce thing. It's kind of like you want this toy. Well, it's one thing to tell me this. Like, I'm just like, bring me current literature that tells me that this is something that would benefit our patients in our practice and how you'll implement it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if they take the time to go do that and they still believe that, then we'll use it, you know? And,
sure.
Yeah. And hopefully it doesn't gather dust on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big challenge, though.
Well, it's always a challenge,
practice.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That's just the way... That's just the way it is. So do you still work for him?
I retired a few years ago, mainly because my husband's mother passed away and I wanted to spend some time with my husband. He's an only child. And I'm glad I did because he died about a year later.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, life happens, you know.
Well, life is for the living.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's not terrible to say. It's just like that's.
Yes, yeah. But Brian and I have still remained very good friends. You know, I went back and filled in some and did some training with his hygienist that he hired after I left. So we had a great relationship, and he's probably one of the few people in my life that I call a friend. Because I know Brian will tell me the truth as he knows it and what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. So
there's a lot, you know, listen, there's a lot of truth to, like, you know, people like, oh, what's a true friend? Well, you know, like, you know, when I grew up, you know, growing up where I did, you know, like a true friend to me would be like, okay, like, who could I call to help bury a body? but you know, today it's like, okay, a true friend is someone that will tell me what they think regardless of whether they think it'll hurt my feelings or make me change what I'm actually doing or something like that, you know? And,
yes.
You start to find out, you don't, like, you know, sometimes you have, you know, you have deaths, cell companies, things like that. Like you find, you know, there's ways to figure out who actually your friends are and like,
mm-hmm.
who are just mm-hmm. hanging
Usually
out.
You find it's a pretty small circle.
You know, I was listening to a pod, and I don't remember which rapper it was. I think it was an older one, like an MC Hammer type.
Oh, you strike me as a rapper type of follower.
Yeah. But no, I was listening to, it might even have been a podcast, but I was listening to this, and they were talking about, you know, in the height, you know, he had like, you know, what do you call the people that follow him around? Like the...
Posse?
Yeah, posse or like the roadies or, what, you know, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, you know, he tested this one day and there was like 30 people that would travel with him, you know, and eat the exotic food and all, you know, all this stuff. And one day he's just like, hey, the money's gone. You know, like I lost it all. And the next day, only three of them showed up. And he talks about those are my three best friends.
Yeah.
You know,
there
like
you go.
They showed up and there's some power to that.
Yep. Well, I have another experience in my life where some people in the medical field and in the lifeguarding community showed up for me. I was a champion swimmer, and this one race was at our home pool. And when I finished, I turned around and leaned against the wall and waited for the other swimmers to finish. And when I did that, I blew a great big bubble. I swam that race with a big wad of bubblegum in my mouth. And when I got out of the pool and started to leave, the lifeguard had gotten down off of her perch, and the timer in my lane was a physician that I knew. And they stopped me on the way out of the pool, and they asked me if I wanted to live to be an adult. And they said, if you had aspirated that gum during the middle of the race, you'd have gone dead in the pool and we wouldn't have known how to help you or what to do. And I've always remembered that. And so they could have just let me walk out of there and said, stupid girl, you know. But because that's the great thing about, I think, about dentistry and what particularly hygienists get to do is we have the opportunity to be in relationship with our patients. And when you're in relationship, you can say anything about any subject. And so I've used that approach to how I take care of my patients. I view myself as a lifeguard. And so when I see them doing something in their lifestyle or their habits that could be a potential problem, I'm free to talk to them about that.
Yeah. So tell me about what you're currently doing. Your business card said Children's Airway First Foundation. Tell me about that.
Well, that is a board that I sit on, an advisory board. We had some patients when I worked for Dr. McKay who had a daughter that had some challenges with her occlusion. She had a severe open bite, and as her life has progressed, she's run into some real challenges, and she had orthodontics done with a very traditional style of orthodontics that gave no consideration for the airway and was simply focused on straightening her teeth.
Aesthetics.
Yes, yes. And so the Children's Airway First Foundation is dedicated to changing what we know and how orthodontics is performed, because there's 400 million children in this country that have challenges with their or anomalies in their craniofacial respiratory complex. They have a recessive chin, a high V-shaped arch, and they just don't have enough room for their tongue. So when they fall asleep, their tongue falls back and they snore and mouth breathe. And so the Children's Airway First Foundation is really focused on helping change what we know and how we teach about how and what's important when it comes to straightening kids' teeth. It's about the airway first. So that's a foundation. I'd love it if people would go and check it out. And they have huge programs for parents, mothers. They're working into the dental schools to change how straightening teeth and providing orthodontics for children and adults. And I'm a product of having orthodontics done twice without an airway consideration. And I have AFib and a sleep disorder, and you know, the challenges go on. And so we're really looking to impact both children and adults to help them live to have a better health span. You know, there's a big difference between somebody's lifespan and their health span.
For sure. It's for those of you out
there. Got a website on there?
Yeah, it's childrensairwayfirst.org. Childrensairwayfirst.org. And we'll put it in the show notes. So
sure.
If somebody wants to come in there.
Yeah. And then I started the lifeguard approach because I believe that the gifts that I have and the ways that I'm able to take care of patients and communicate with patients is a gift. And I don't want to leave this world with any arrows left in my quiver of the gifts I've been given. So,
yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So Tell me if someone was looking for you, they can find you at thelifeguardapproach.com.
Mm-hmm. Or Chris at the Lifeguard Approach, and it's Chris without an H.
C-R. C-R-I-S.
Yes.
C-R-I-S Duval, R-D-H. You can find her at thelifeguardapproach.com. Email her at Chris at thelifeguardapproach.com. Thank you for coming to Voices of Dentistry.
Thank you
for sitting down and sharing your story with us.
We
don't want to take you from any more of the courses. There's some good speakers and stuff, but thank you for sitting down.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, from the Hilton, right?
The Hilton.
That's where we're at?
Yeah, Studio Hilton.
Yeah, Studio Hilton, Scottsdale, Arizona. It's Dentist Implants and Worms. We will catch you on the next episode. Cheers.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.